Watch it all Saturday morning from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio. 60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. No.
Hey, guys. Look, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm leaving the flat. You're like family to me, and if I could stay here longer, believe me, I would, man. I know it's sudden, but I cannot miss my bus.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Sky Sports Radio has harness and greyhound racing covered from all angles. Check out all the wash-up from Menangle and Wentworth Park, plus a full week of highlights. Chasing and pacing rewind. Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
The new Inglis Race Day at Warwick Farm on February 9, featuring the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds and the $1 million Inglis Sprint for three-year-olds, followed by the opening night of the classic yearling sale at Riverside Stables, chase the riches of the Inglis Race Series.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Tell you what's happening in the world of women's soccer. It was the big draw for next year's World Cup. Sounds difficult to me. We'll find out what the coach thinks, Loz, in Alan Stadjic.
No pressure there, Peter. It's an interesting draw, but I'm still confident if we play our best football, we'll be able to get through the group.
Some of your key players are now getting to their best stages of their careers.
Exactly right, Loz. And they are at the right age. And we've got to do everything we can to prepare on and off the pitch to give us the best possible chance of hitting the ground running when we come up against Italy next year.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by TAB and Volkswagen Amarok. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:06. We've got Ballina today. The weather fine. It's a soft 5. The rail is through for the meeting there. Now, just before we go to Gary Gleasy, we've got the first coming up at Canberra today. And that's due at 10:15 in 9 minutes' time. Now, 1 Elcano, 3:30. 2 I'm an Achiever, 11. Number 3 Oscar Cranick is 12. 4 Picaro, 2:41.10. Fixed, 2:91.60. Brendan Ward. 5 Rain Over Me, 6:40. 6 First Lady, 13. And 7 Kiwi Cod, 14. Favourite number 4 Picaro, 2:41.10. Fixed, 2:91.60. We're looking at Ballina. Gary Gleasy, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, beautiful conditions here. A little bit of wind kicking in. I mean, the track's got a lot of green grass on it. There's some burn-off patches through the heat, but you can expect that, mate. But it'll race really good in good feel, Sean.
Righto, the first one is out. Number 2, Delius, is $7. 3, Sonic Quill, 14. 4, Bubscale, 10. 5, Kill Wedge, 280. 6, Dangerous Donoso, 21. 7, Honey Dickon is 23. Number 8, Love Our Stratum, 10. 9, Petra Spirit, 11. Number 10, Rockinvar, 350. 11, Smoke and Mist, 16. Favourite, yeah. 280. Number 5, Kill Wedge.
Yeah, I'm with her, Sean. I'm 5, 8, 10, 2. I think she's beautifully placed. 3 runs back. She's been placed the last 2 at Bode, is it? I mean, if you take the winner out the other day, she was beaten 5.9 when she run third, but she was probably beaten 0.2 of a length. The winner just had the wood ride on him, but this looks a lot easier. 8, Love Your Stratum, 2 solid runs back. A lot better at Lismore the other day. She led and she was just down wanting the last bit. She'll strip a bit, bitter. 10, Rocknavar. I loved her debut run. She was awkward to begin and got back and got into a bit of a ruck down the back, but she's down the line late. Blinkers go on first time. And forget the run of the 2 Delis. He had the one run for the near yard. He had no luck. He was wide the trip, and he did a good job beating 3.4, but he draws softer today. 5-8, 10-2, race 1.
Race 2, 1 Aramis, 26, 2 Dash for Van, 6, 3 King of Monaco, 14, 4 Kingston Causeway, 61, 5 Maglev, $1.75, 6 There's Always, 123, 7 Tyrion's Crown, 81, 8 and 9 out, 10 Ephras, 26, number 11 Gratuitous, 5, 12 Al Blanc Canvas, 41, 13 Royal Ears, $9, and 14 Real Foxy Lady, 16. Shorty, $1.75, number 5 Maglev.
Yeah, I need be that short, but anyway, I'm with him. I'm 5-13, 11 and 2, and I just think he's play side, and I think he's an easier maiden than what he contested at Moreland. But, I mean, you go back to his first run, first up here 3 runs ago, dead set should have got the money. He was an absolute certainty beaten that day. 13 where all is, a good value. She's had the 1 run back. She needed that, and her run was good. She'll push forward from the gate. 11 gratuitous, has showed a lot of improvement. Her last 2 runs running second at Coffs Harbour and went to the Gold Coast, beaten 3.3 when running second. But her run was good. Probably a little bit of a sticky gate for her. And 2 dash for Van's run. The more I go back through it, he was on a leader's bias track at Lismore and he got back worse than midfield. And he found the line late behind Skylar Zinn, which has gone on to win a Class 1. But the mile will suit him a lot better. 5-13, 11 and 2 race 2.
All right, the third, the maiden, one Dark Comedy 19, 2 Beach Baby 4, 3 out, 4 Dorset Coast, 9.50, 5 Empty Buckets, 81, 6 out, 7 Savannah Jern, 7.50, 8 Sunset Ruby, 101, number 9 up to it, 51, 10 Annie Laugh-A-Lot, 26, 11 Arcolette, 61, 12 Bling and Bubbles, 2.50, 13 Delayed Response, 14, 14 Peaches Dream is 5.50, and 15 For All to Envy, 81. Robbie Fradd, Matty Dunn again with Bling and Bubbles, number 12, 2.50 favourite.
Be hard to beat. Nice filly. I'm 12, 14, 7 and 2. She debuted at Lismore, one of the hottest maidens, Snow Valley. We've seen what she's gone and done, and she run third, only beaten 2.2 lengths. Normally, Matty gives them 2 trials. He's given this filly only the 1 trial. She was never off the bridle 5 weeks ago in a Gold Coast trial when running second, beaten 2.5. 14 Peaches Dream, 2 solid runs back. Both her runs have been really good, in good form, maidens. All she needs is an ounce of luck from a tricky gate. The massive watch is 7, Savannah Jern, in the Dwayne Smith yard, resumes 5 months and can't find a trial for obviously somewhere along the line she's got to jump out of Grafton, but the one gate's a massive plus, and I think 8 winners came out of those 2 races at Kinsey and Lismore last preparation. And 2 Beaches Babe, she's had the 1 solid trial. She never had a real flashing light on her in the trials, but she might have been asked to do a lot either. 12, 14, 7 and 2, race 3.
Right on the fourth now, 1 Early Man, 10, 2 Glenord, $7, number 3 and 4 out, 5 Sunday Session, $1.85, 6 Was It Worth It, 10, 7 Chanté Chateau, 23, 8 Conchula, 6, 9, Cyclone Path, 14, 10, Invincible Boy, 9, 11 out, 12, Red Cavalry, 41, 185 favourite, 5 Sunday Session.
Beautifully bet out of Sunday Joy by More Than Ready. 5-2-1-9, she was just dominant. He was dominant the other day at the Gold Coast. He just rolled in front and Brad, Jeff Lloyd give him half a squeeze halfway down the running and he beat him 4. Look, it's not easy to do. He's winning the maiden, going to a 66 rating, but he looks a horse with plenty of ability. 2 Glenord, he showed right up here today. He's had 3 solid runs back. He's at 2.14s and a mile and 50 under his belt. He's only had the 2 days here at Ballinor. He's won both of them and one of them have been over the 1900 metres. 1 Early Man, he's got a great record. He's unbeaten here, 2 for 2. I forget he's run at Eagle Farm the other day. This is certainly a lot easier, and he did have 13 gates to contend with. And 9 Cyclone Path, nice fit little horse. He's down on the weights from the John Zilke stable at the Gold Coast. And he didn't have a lot of luck here 3 runs ago when he run third behind Early Man, beaten 3 lengths. But he's going good at the moment. 5-2, 1-9, race 4.
Okay, race 5, 1 Mr. Hennessy, 7.50, 2 out. 3 Jets Cracker is 7.50, 4 Soft Top, 7, 5 Mr. Dumont, 23, 6 Accelerazione, $6, 7 Supreme Girl, 10, 8 General Nilsson, 5.50, 9 out, 10 Corn, 4th is $8, 11 Passion to Win, 11, 12 Vivid Image, 7.50, and 13 Wake Up Sailor is 11. Open betting race, favourite the 8 General Nilsson at 5.50.
Well, now I'm with the 3 Jets Cracker around that $8 mark, 3, 8, 6 and 12, look. He's a pretty smart horse, this guy. He resumes Stephen Lee's got him, so he does all his work here at Ballina. No trials for him. He's a dead-set dry tracker, and he draws good. So, look, I think if he's right in the mounting yard, he's probably the horse they've got to beat. A General Nilsson, he's had 2 solid runs back. He needed it first up when T.A. Touriate running down late. Then he came back and got the job done, beating a Burning Success. He had 59, so he's got a 3-kilo weight drop here today. And he did run a tad over 57.63. The 6, Excelibra. Dion, 3 solid runs back. Look, totally forget his run the other day. He copped a bad bump at the 200-metre mark, and blinkers go on him here today, and he's in a very, very good stable. And 12, Vivid Image. I like the way she got the job done at Coffs Harbour, but she might be getting back into some sort of form, but she's got a definite lightweight chance. 3-8, 6 and 12 in race 5.
Race 6, 1 Go Daddy Go, 14, 2 out, 3 Bulgari, 7.50, 4 Sunlit, 4.60. 5 Watchmen, $4, 6, 7 out, 8 Dr. Demon, 15, 9 Hannah Song, 3, 10, 10 My Cousin Steve, 17, 11 In Her Zone, 15, 12, 13 out, 14 Hot Scene, 26, 15 out, 16 Go Hard on Hewlett, 17, 17 Fading Mist, 81, 18 Rignot is 31. Favourite here, 3, 10, 9 Hannah Song.
Yeah, I'm with up. I'm 9-5, 4-10. I think she's only got to show up right, and she'll be able to be. She's in the Harold Norman stable, and Howard hasn't run her for nearly 9 weeks, and she's only had the 3 goes. She ran third on debut. She came back and ran second in a really strong race at the Gold Coast, and then she won at the Gold Coast 9 weeks ago, and 4 winners have come out of it. Nice filly in a very, very good yard. He travels, and he normally goes home with the money. 5 Watchmen, I think he's the danger. Justin Stanley's here to ride him. I like the way he got the job done at Ipswich there 3 weeks ago, and he draws an ideal gate. 4 Sunlit, only lightly raced from the gun yard. Look, probably never had a flash light when she won a maiden, but it was the way she did it. She got off the canvas and really dug deep, so obviously she's a mare that can only improve off that, and she draws good. And I got the 10 My Cousin Steve. I don't think he's out of it. He won his maiden here 2 runs ago, and then he went to a class 2. Behind Vouch for Me in a really strong race. He hasn't run in for 7 weeks. Might be a good sign. He's a bit old when he's left a bit fresh. 9-5, 4-10 in race 6.
All right. The 7th as they start to load at Canberra. Now, I might come back in a moment. Gary for races 7 and 8 on. Is the loading pretty quickly here at Canberra. 1 Elcano, the favourite, 231.70 on Fix, 205, 135 for Chad Lever.
Oscar Granite goes in. Rain Over Me is about to move into the gates, and Elcano, the favourite, has drawn barrier number 6. Rain Over Me's in the outside gate. Rain Over Me, a winner at Canberra here in the middle of December. Up goes Elcano. Thanks very much, Mick. Sky Racing joining us for the first event of the day. And Rain Over Me is coming up to complete the line. A field of 7 in the John McGrath Maserati Class 1 and maiden plate. Over the 2,000 metres, Elcano's the favourite. Picaro, second favourite. A clear-cut top 2 in the market. They're all in the stalls now. Set for a start. There's the red light. They're off and racing. Kiwi God was a touch slow. Rain Over Me got away to a good start with Picaro. First Lady's going up on the pace. I'm an Achiever holds the inside and has the lead as they come past the winning post the first time. I'm an Achiever by half a length to First Lady. Picaro third on the outside of Kiwi Cod. Oscar Krennic runs fifth. And then came the favourite Elcano next to last, and Rain Over Me is the last one. To the side of the track they go, and they've got around 1,600 to run, and I'm an Achiever has the lead by half a length to First Lady. Running third on the inside is Kiwi Cod. Oscar Krennic's taking closer order out wide on the outside of Picaro. Elcano the favourite next to last. Rain Over Me's last of all, only about 4.5 lengths off the lead. And I'm an Achiever has the lead to the back of the track. With around 1,100 metres to run, or rather 1,200 metres to go, I'm an Achiever by a half length to First Lady. Oscar Krennic is running third on the outside of Picaro. Kiwi Cod's getting a nice run up to fourth on the inside, a length and a half. Rain Over Me, Elcano last of all in a compact field. The pace is pretty moderate as they put the 1,000 behind them. And I'm an Achiever leads by a half length to the three-year-old filly, First Lady. Oscar Krennic three wide. Kiwi Cod fourth on the inside of Picaro. Elcano back along the inside. And Rain Over Me is one of the last. With 800 to go, I'm an Achiever leads by half a length. The First Lady, who's niggled out. Oscar Krennic's had a tough run out three deep. Kiwi Cod's had a good trip on the inside of Picaro. A length and a half, Rain Over Me. And Elcano may need some luck from there. With around 500 to go, and I'm an Achiever starts to sprint for home. Leads by a length to Kiwi Cod and First Lady. Then came Oscar Krennic. Picaro to the outside. Elcano's travelling well and is going for an inside run. At the 350 metre mark, I'm an Achiever in front of Kiwi Cod. Here comes the favourite, Elcano, getting the split in the centre, and Picaro's joining in with a strong run down the outside. It's Picaro and Elcano. They go to the lead from I'm an Achiever, and they're followed by Rain Over Me and Kiwi Cod. But the favourite, Elcano, inside the 100, dashed away from Picaro, and Elcano is going to win the first in great style by 3 lengths to Picaro. Kiwi Cod got up for third from Rain Over Me, then I'm an Achiever, Oscar Krennic, and First Lady was a long last.
Numbers there, 147, 1 Elcano, 190, 170, 2nd for Picaro, 120, no 3rd for 7 Kiwi Cod. Now the 7th today at Ballina, and this is the Summer Cup, one out, number 2 feature event, $6. To Chloride 9, 3 out, 4 St. Patrick's Day, 440. 5 St. Patrick's Day, rather, 440. 6 Winkler is $12, 7 nothing with the press, 5, 8 out. Number 9, Anzio, 41. 10 Please, $6. 11 Chico's Pop, 5. Number 12, Cash Spinner, 41. 13 Spiral, 23. And 14 Voltaire Lumiere is $12. Favourite, 440. Number 5, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, with him, Sean, 5, 11, 10, and 2. Look, he just bought that crossover nose then. He wanted to hang really bad from the 600 to the 200. He just wasn't a happy horse, and he did a good job in running second beat in 1.3. And had he not done that, I probably would have finished a lot closer. He'd not won the race. So I'm with him. I think 11, she goes, Toby Edmonds has got her. She's back in trip. She's down in weight, and she's back in grade. 10 Pleases had two solid runs back. He ran second at Grafton in a good open first up, and then he went to Doomben on a Wednesday behind Boom Boom Epic, and he beat 1.9. So that's pretty good form. And Two Future Event, he absolutely blew him away at Ipswich. If they run hard, he might be the back marker that can get home over the top of them. 5, 11, 10 and 2, race 7.
All right. Now, the first at the Gardens, they're about to load there. Race 8, Ballina, 1, Willander, 360, 2 and 3 out. 4 Rackish, 12, 5 out. 6 Viking Raid, 550, 7 Bravo Uncle Billy, 21, 8, 9 out. 10 Clever Dolly, 12. Number 11 La Pulga is 240. 12 Champagne Garden, 550, 13 out. 14 Spanish Hurricane, 21. 15, 16 out. 17 Run Jack Run, 81. 18 Year the Boys, 81. Favourite, 240, number 11 La Pulga.
Yeah, I'm with him. 11, 1, 6 and 2. I'm with him, La Pulga. I think he's in good form. 1, Willander gets the 4 kilos off. That'll suit him. 6, Viking Raid. He's run at the Gold Coast with really good last start. And 12, Champagne Garden, the real big little horse. 11, 1, 6 and 12 for me in the last. Sean, I've got two best. Race 2, number 5, Maglev. Race 6, number 9, Hannah's Song. And Quaddy numbers the 3, 8, 6 first leg. 9, 5, 4 second leg. 5, 11, 10 and 2 in the third leg. And 11, 1, 6, 12 in that last leg, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. Have a great day. Look forward to the late mail.
Good on you, champ. See you, mate.
Okay, Gary Cleese here. Now, race 1 at the Gardens.
The moment at the Gardens, but very still. And we are supposed to get a nor'westerly. I don't think we'll see any sea breeze here today. But War's End, which is just down the road a little bit, only 5 minutes away. Temperature expect to get around 40 or 41. So I'd say we'll sneak in, but those kennels are very good here at the Gardens, good air conditioning, and they're behind the boxes for the first event. And another good thing too, they can walk out, do the stirrup, and go straight over behind the boxes. So these runners are about to move up for the first event. The first of 10 here from the Gardens. Fixed odds favourite here is number 8, Believe Me, at 225, 350 for number 2, Sembella Rosti. Our runners coming in. Welcome to the Newcastle Greyhounds Maiden. Just about all placed away. And the green light going through. How is on? We're ready to run. Race number 1. They're set. Racing now. Fastest away on the inside. Federal Was is going to run to the loop over Sam Bellarosti. Believe me, works down the outside strongly. Two lengths away to Powerful Pat, followed by Girls and Pearls. And Runga Sunrise at the tail of the field to the back of the track. Federal Was the leader, out by 4 lengths. Believe me, Sam Bellarosti on the inside. A length or so back to Girls and Pearls as they travel towards the turn. And then came Powerful Pat and Runga Sunrise. The leader is Federal Was. Sam Bellarosti trying hard on the outside. It's going home. And might have got there. Sam Bellarosti or Federal Was it, but there's not much in the Girls and Pearls, Believe Me. And then Yarunga Sunrise and Powerful Pat, one of the last to pull up.
All right, now the numbers over the line. We'll have it in a moment. Looks like it'll be 2, 1 and 6. We can tidy up totes, though, at Canberra. They've come through now. Totes there for Canberra. 1 Elcano, $1.90, $1.70. 4 Picaro, $1.20 and 7 Kiwi Cod, no third. 4th to I'm an Achiever. Now, the Quinella, $150, Exacta, $470, Trifecta, $1980, and the four, $57.80. Now, what are you on the Greyhound totes to come through? The Garden's not there as yet. We get racing at Canterbury, getting underway tonight. Mitch Manus joins us now. Good morning, Mitch. Hello, Mitch. All right, we'll come back to Mitch in a moment. It is 22 past 10, totes of the Gardens, two, Sembella Yosti. 3.40, 2.50, 1 Federal Was a 3.20, 6 Girls and Pearls, no third, 4th 8 Believe Me, Quinella 9.80, the Exacta 14.90, Trifecta 79 even. After race 1 at the Gardens, wait and see, there's the first 4 on that, yep, it is through now, 246.10. 23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend.
Now, the totes are there. You've got those for the Gardens and also for Canberra. Now, Mitch Manus, you're next to take a look at the meeting at Canterbury tonight. How are you, Mitch?
Yeah, good, Cozzy. Yourself?
Yeah, terrific. Now, we've got, let's have a look and see the official track report there for Canberra, for Canterbury, rather, tonight. What have we got? Good four, weather fine, and the rail is true. Now, the first, one Antonio Padre, $5, two Castelvecchio, $31, three Chabrol, $15. Four is our Crown Affair, five Deep Chill, nine, six to two is scratched as well. Seven Industrial, $9, eight is out, nine Just Serene, two, ten Pair of Heels, 19, 11, $1.19, 12 Zarina scratched, 13 Cathars, 11, 14 Miss Motti, 81, 15 Glamour Fox, 51, and 16 Vichy is scratched. Favourite is 210, number nine, Just Serene.
Yeah, this was Just Serene, the Tony McAvoy filly that created a big boom before she went to the races at Doomben. Not much went right for her. She was sort of only fair into stride. She got back, and it was a bit of a forgetful debut run. But, you know, she was a very good street corner tip going into that start, that she'd obviously shown a fair bit at home. On race day, she did drift a little bit in the market, and, in fact, the stablemate was too good for a Sun City. I think with that experience under a belt, I think you've just got to sort of go back to how big the wraps were going into that start at Doomben. So I'm happy to go her way. Then the race gets difficult. I think if she doesn't win the race, good luck trying to find a winner, because we've got a number of first starters, and the ones that have raced haven't shown a hell of a lot. Off the trials, I was happy to put five Deep Chill in for second. I thought the trial recently at Rose Hill was good, a colt by Wanjana. One Antonio Padre, Chris Waller still happy to run despite an awkward gate. Good recent trial at Rose Hill. He's a colt by Hinchinbrook. And 13 Cathras ran into Yes, Yes, Yes on debut at Moonee Valley. Seemed to get a bit lost around that track. They put a crossover noseband on him tonight. So from a good gate, he might improve. 9-5-1-13, but an interesting two-year-old race to kick us off.
Right, our race two, one your next, 462. Bucephalus is three even, three Rancho Notorious, 550. Scratch four Agassi and five Lashes. There's six Press Box, 420. Seven Kylie's, eight Maybeezy are out. Nine Skillet, $12. Ten Vitesse, 550. Favourite three even, two Bucephalus.
Yeah, Rancho Notorious was very unlucky here 2 weeks ago at the Friday night meeting. Hugh Bowman rode from an inside gate and just never got a clear passage at them. Vega Days won that race. He was specced in the market. He was 550, backed into favouritism at 480, so he'd obviously been going well at home. And maybe Barry 8 tonight, even though there's four scratchings, he's drawn to the outside, so that might suit him a bit better than the inside gate. I'm happy to go his way. I do respect Bucephalus. The trials have been good, and Tommy Berry takes the ride. The most recent trial at Rose Hill was rather strong, I thought. Six Press Box. He's threatened to win a race for some time. He comes back in to work this prep, and his trials have been good again. He could easily win the race, and likewise, Ken Vitesse has been knocking on the door at every start that she's had, and she's also trialled well. Even though it's a field of six, Cozzy, it's a very deep maiden, 3, 2, 6, and 10.
All right, the third event, one Rieta, $1.75, two Mystic Hillers out, three Nobu, 3.30, four Picaro out, five Happy Every Day, 16, six Construe, $5, seven Storm Attack, 18. Favourite one Rieta, $1.75.
Yeah, she might win re-edit, but I just couldn't come into her $1.75. I'm a big rap for Nobu, and he finally gets up to a distance tonight. He gets up to the 1900, which he's looked desperate for pretty much throughout his career. He's a son of Reliable Man. He's had three runs at 1400 this time in, so he's well prepped up for it. And just at the price differential, I'm happy to go his way. Three Nobu. One re-edit was very good on debut. Got into a bit of a traffic jam the other day at Canterbury. How good she was going at the time is the question mark, but I guess we'll find out tonight. Six Construe gets a claim for Robbie Dolan and looks ready to just about win a race. Whether it's going as good as the top two, I'm not sure. And five Happy Every Day, best of the rest. 3, 1, 6, and 5.
All right, now the fourth event, 1 Bombarding, 320, 2 Gwyneth, 390, 3 Wanda, 550, 4 out, 5 Inchio, 11, 6 Phoebe's Lash, 13, and 7 Ballistica, 330. Favourite, 320, 1 Bombarding.
Happy to go his way. I thought he'd just camp right on the back of Gwyneth in the run. He got run down by It's So Obvious at Gosford the other day. There was a good weight swing to the second horse, but this seems to be his go. 1,100 seems his pet distance. He's won twice at this trip. And he's three career victories. Well, he's won three times, so twice of them at 1,100. And I thought Canterbury would really suit this guy too. So, as I said, even though he's crept back up in the weight, James McDonald booked to ride, I'm happy to go his way. 1 Bombarding. 7 Ballistica broke through last time around and was very strong in doing so. She was a dual acceptant. They were more than happy to go this way. 2 Gwyneth will give a big sight in front. She was very good down the straight at Flemington last time around. 1,100 is probably as far as she wants, but if she can begin cleanly, which she didn't at Rose Hill 2 starts ago, jump and run around Canterbury, she'll take some stitching. And 3 Wanda is certainly going well enough as well. 1, 7, 2, and 3 in the fourth.
Okay, on to race 5. Now 1 Sir Barb, 15. 2 Woodcock, 11. 3 Great Job, 270. 4 Witches is 295. Weekend Affair, 330. 6 Chalk and 7 Kelvin Side Out. 8 Sculptures, 21. Favourite, 270. Narrow favourite, 3 Great Job.
Yeah, 3 Great Job on top for me as well. This horse was supposed to run on Wednesday, but was a late scratching due to being fed in the morning. you and myself, we wouldn't go anywhere if we were fed in the morning and had to be late scratching. But it was not sort of what the stable wanted, so they were quick to scratch the horse and lines up tonight. If anything, it's probably found a more suitable race tonight. 2 off for Jean Van Overmeer. The race has fallen away somewhat, so 3 Great Job on top. Sort of did an excellent job first up for the new stable at Randwick on New Year's Day. 4 Witches seems to be going well for Richard Freeman. 3 off for Billy Owen, who's riding in terrific form. She'll run a race tonight. 5 Weekend Affairs, always a chance in these sorts of races, draws the inside gate. And 2 Woogok was a dual acceptor with a race at Rose Hill tomorrow. They've opted to go this way, so I'll respect it. 3, 4, 5, and 2.
Rightio, race 6, 1 Chantoo, $9, 2 out, 3 Madison Avenue, 9, 4 Bring the Magic, 250, 5 Everlasting Love, 7, 6 Sure Knee, 370, 7 Echo Princess, 13, number 8 Sazer V, 659, Genoveva is out. For 250 favourite, 4 Bring the Magic.
Happy to go with Sure Knee here, Cozzy. Struck 2 wet tracks first up and second up. Wasn't that suited, I didn't think, on those sorts of tracks. Particularly today at Warwick Farm on the soft 7, went back to the inferior part of the track. Then didn't have too much luck at Randwick last time around on the Kensington track on the 5th of January. I think this horse is going really well. She's just desperate for a change of luck. She gets that tonight. I think she can win. 6 Sure Knee on top. 4 Bring the Magic was very good scoring at Randwick on New Year's Day. That was a maiden, so it's got to take the step up. And I was more than happy to go Sure Knee's way over top of Bring the Magic. 1 Chantoo's just about ready to do something, Cozzy. It wouldn't surprise me if tonight's the night.
1 sec, Mitch. Back at a mo. Count Casino the first.
Set now. Gun Range, Kingsbury Tammy begun well and out wide on the track. Kingsbury Tammy's going to go to the lead with Gun Range. They're closing him behind now. Country Grenade around the outside quickly. Kingsbury Peter in behind them. Real Wicked a long way back then would have been Kingsbury Ben and Kilmister on the circle lower. And Gun Range has got nicely clear. Here's Kingsbury Peter unleashing. Long way back, Country Grenade, and so too is Real Wicked. But close to home, Gun Range in front. Pinch the brake will beat Kingsbury Peter. Followed then by Country Grenade and Real Wicked. Kilmister well back. So too is Kingsbury.